State of the Ghetto Address. It should be the loudest movement of all times, blacks, coloreds, Negroes, Africans in America, Africans, whatever you may be when you tune into. No news station, radio, or whatever medium you visit this day, the address will not be televised. For static will be the only sound you'll hear, and the message will be broadcast through word of mouth. There won't be enough time to gather those scapegoat Negro leaders. Jesse, Colin Powell, Sharpton, Queasy and Fume, and my favorite, Farrakhan, ready to save the ass of Miss America, for she'll be decrowned and dethroned. Who's going to be their president? An African in America, Africans, with fatigue, warlike bodies, and the callous hands ready to steer the soldiers of the ghetto address. From east to west, north and south, globally taking strategic and drastic measures to react a nation that was brought out of Liberia, Ghana, Senegal, and Benin 500 years ago, that are still traveling through the wilderness, running away from the children of Pharaoh, the Hitlers, the Kennedys, the Nixons, the Carters, the Reagans, the Bushes, the Clintons, and a son of a Bush. It's time to turn around and head to that promised land by any means necessary, with the black president leading his black nation, reclaiming what's rightfully ours without losing his soul to deception of the many distractions and diversions that will throw us off the goal of the ghetto address. That will be like the party on the dawn of the greatest revolution to occur in and across the nations where slavery still exists, in the slums of the pimps, the Jones of the drug dealers, the welfare of the single parents, the agony of the athletes, the haven of the churches, the liquor of the bars, the circle of the social places, the clubs, the malls, and the underground, where the real soldiers have been hiding from their uncles and auntie Toms that we have allowed to kill what's left of the little dignity we have. So I'm taking lead to behead any fool trying to stop the forward motion, as the drumsticks are splitting from the roll of the warrior's deaf percussion. And I am Black Man Preach, spoken word columnist for the BlackCommentator.com.